Part 1. Becoming Ruth. Chapter 1. Celia's Daughter. June 27, 1950, should have been a day of triumph for an ambitious young girl just turned 17, the culmination of 4 years of outstanding academic achievement. It was graduation day at Brooklyn's James Madison High School. Ruth Bader had been chosen as just one of 4 students to speak for her 800 classmates. Instead, it was a day of wrenching grief. 2 days before, Ruth's mother, Celia, had succumbed to cancer after a 4-year struggle. Ruth knew her mother had been waging a losing battle. Watching the physical deterioration of the parent who represented nurture and security, along with her father's silent grief, had been anguishing for the sensitive adolescent. Yet with Celia's encouragement, she won prestigious college scholarships, played in the school orchestra, and cheered on the football team as a baton twirler, never once revealing to her schoolmates the illness that shadowed the Bader household in Flatbush. By the end of summer, the ground floor of the modest gray stucco house at 1584 East 9th Street stood vacant, a symbol of loss and abandonment following her mother's death and her father's emotional and economic collapse. Celia Bader gave birth to her second daughter, Joan Ruth, on March 15, 1933, at Beth Moses Hospital in the borough of Brooklyn in New York City. Ruth's first name was dropped in kindergarten when there proved to be too many other children who answered to Joan. The Baders brought the infant back to their apartment in Bell Harbor, a town near the ocean in the borough of Queens, just as they had her older sister Marilyn. The new baby, energetic from the start, kicked so much that Marilyn promptly dubbed her Kiki. The name stuck. The boroughs, like the rest of the country in 1933, faced an unprecedented economic depression. Factories lay idle. Construction had come to a standstill. The banking system had crumbled, wiping out the hard-earned savings of millions. One wage earner in 4 was laid off, and according to the U.S. Children's Bureau, 1 out of 5 children was not getting enough to eat. As tax revenues dried up, teachers went unpaid. In other parts of the country, schools simply closed their doors. In the Red Hook section of Brooklyn, jobless men put up makeshift shacks of junked Fords and old barrels at the city dump, dubbed Hoovervilles, in derisive reference to President Herbert Hoover's economic policies. Nathan Bader, Ruth's father, was no stranger to hard times. He had begun his own struggle to earn a living shortly after his arrival in New York as a shy 13-year-old Russian Jew from a town near Odessa. Denied admission to schools in the old world because of antisemitism, he had attended only Hebrew school. His mother tongue was Yiddish, until he learned English at night school in his new homeland. Nathan worked in his father's business, Samuel Bader and Sons, which specialized in inexpensive furs. By the 1920s, he felt financially secure enough to marry Celia Amster. Celia, who arrived in New York City while still in her mother's womb, had been conceived in a little town near what is now Krakow, Poland. Growing up in a Yiddish-speaking household in Manhattan's Lower East Side, the primal homeland for immigrant Jews, she developed a passion for reading. Indeed, she so often walked down the bustling, crowded streets with her head buried in a book that on one occasion she tripped and broke her nose. Her father, recognizing that she was the most intelligent of his 3 daughters, had enlisted her help with his bills, which she wrote out in a mixture of English and Yiddish. For example, one cabinet gefixt, repaired. Though eager to continue her education, Celia had to settle for a commercial emphasis in her coursework at Julia Richman High School, a massive brick building on East 67th Street. At least the training would spare her the fate of her older sister, Sadie, who worked in a sweatshop until marriage. Upon graduating at the age of 15, Celia found a job as a bookkeeper and secretary for a fur maker in the bustling, densely packed garment district, a roughly rectangular area of Manhattan ringed by West 35th and 42nd Streets and 7th and 9th Avenues, where a largely Eastern European workforce fueled the trade. The position allowed her to develop a familiarity with the industry, capitalizing on her innate business instincts and her ability to shrewdly assess people. The personable and highly intelligent young woman had just the qualities that the shy, sentimental Nathan instinctively sought in a wife. Celia, according to her daughter, would always be the stronger partner in their new household, advising her husband on his business as well as other matters. After marriage, the couple joined the Bell Harbor Synagogue. In 1927, 2 years before the stock market crash, Celia gave birth to their first child, Marilyn Elsa.